plenty of vessels here. Quite the impressive display. What's your plan, my love? I don't fancy our chances of sneaking onto one of these ships. Ah, the sailboat, of course. We'd better hurry. It seems the two people occupying it are about to leave. We need to take it for ourselves. All right. What's your plan? Right. Darling, if I may. No, it's a great plan. I love it. I really do. But, excuse me. All clear. What? I didn't kill them. They'll just be out for a couple of hours. Don't give me that look, even if it is adorable. Time to go. All right. Now we just need to set sail before anyone sees us. Darling, what did you just grab? A map. Perfect. We should be ready to go. Those two did most of the work already. All that's left is to... drop the sails. A little warning would have been nice. Are you smiling? Laugh it up, little man. We're stuck on a boat together. I've got you all to myself. I can do whatever I want with you. Is that so? Prove it. That's acceptable. Now be a good boy and get that map out. Becoming lost at sea isn't part of the plan. I'll take the helm. This is it, darling. No turning back. Why isn't this thing stopping? Damn it. No. Oh. I guess that's one way to dock the boat. Oh. Rise and shine, my love. Nothing. Just a little accident, but we're here. Wherever here is. This is as far as the map can take us. Hopefully we'll find some sort of haven for all people. Let's go. I see a town right over there. Let's take it slow and see if we'll be welcomed. I hope so too. I'm ready for the two of us to be free. Truly free. To do something as simple as dining in a tavern together would be wonderful. To hold you in my arms whenever and wherever I want. for all to see that you're mine. And I'm yours. By the gods, look at this place. It's barely holding on. And the people. These poor folks look so exhausted. Just keep walking. Let's not make any sudden movements. All eyes are on us now. Not yet. Can't risk causing a scene. I think it'd be better if we talked to someone in here. Hello there.
Hello.
This is an interesting town you have. I've never seen so many humans and elves together. I'm even more surprised to see a dark elf here.
Why is that?
I've heard stories of your kind. None paint a pretty picture.
I could say the same about your kind. I hope you're not here to slaughter everyone with that sword you're carrying.
No, but if anyone crosses me, I can't promise to walk away unscathed.
And your friend?
This man here is the love of my life.
Is that so? I always heard your kind killed each other, not fucked each other. Did you two fall in love on the battlefield, or did you just kidnap him?
Oh. It was love at first sight.
Uh-huh. So what brings you here?
Well, as you mentioned, our kind have a long history of violence against one another. My love and I have traveled a long way to escape said violence.
Everyone here has a similar story. We all came together to build something for ourselves. A place to call home. And we did. For a while. But then bandits showed up and the town went to hell. If you don't mind, I'd rather not get into the details.
Not at all. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. We struggle to get by every day. Do whatever we can to scrounge up something to please the bandits. The only reason they haven't killed us yet is because they still see us as a resource. If you're looking for a place to stay, I'm sorry. You'd best keep moving. If you've got the coin, I'd be more than happy to serve you food and water. But that's it.
These bandits. Do you know who they are?
Sure. We all do. We're not the only ones they prey on. There's a small farm 5 miles up north. They murdered its previous owners and took it for themselves. It's also where they stash everything they've stolen from others. When they're not out terrorizing folk, that's where you'll find them.
Perfect. Let's go, darling.
Wait, what? What are you doing?
I'm going to kill those bandits. And I hope you won't mind if my love and I take that farm for ourselves.
The sooner it's out of their hands, the better. But that's suicide. They may not be as big as you, but they vastly outnumber you. They're all armed to the teeth. And that was before they stole our weapons.
Then they're only evening the odds. Come, my love.
Are all orcs as crazy as her?
That's the last of them. Darling, you can come in now. See? I told you I could handle it. Of course not. It's their blood. They hardly touched me. I must say, This couldn't have gone better. Once again, you've put that dagger to good use. The bandits outside never knew you were there, and I slaughtered these fools with ease. I wish you could have seen their faces when I charged in. They scattered like roaches. The ones who didn't beg for mercy could barely hold their weapons. One swing was all it took to disarm them. It was glorious. Now, we get rid of the bodies. It's awfully late, but I'd rather not sleep next to a bunch of corpses. First thing tomorrow morning, we return to the Dark Elf and tell her the good news. No doubt she'll spread the word. Then, we give everyone time to come here and reclaim their property. After that, we'll have this place all to ourselves. Just you and me. We're going to have so much fun, darling. I love you. So very much. Going somewhere? Looking for you. What are you doing up so early? Darling, it's not even dawn yet. Come back to bed. I'm sure you do, and I love you for it. But I need you here today. Stay home with us. Take my hand. I can barely stand up. Perfect. Just one more thing. Kara has a very important job to do. Staying right here on her papa's chest and making sure he doesn't go anywhere. That's right, baby girl. Papa stays here. Papa stays with us. You're not trapped. How dare you? This is quality family time. Look at her. She can sense that you're here. Sure she can. She always knows when you're around. And when you're not. I love seeing you hold her in your arms. It warms my heart. She is very beautiful. I don't think we could have asked for a more perfect child. Darling, do you think... perhaps you could stay home more often. I know you want to be out there providing for her. For us, it means the world to me, truly. Ever since we found out I was with a child, you've worked so hard to ensure that we're prepared to take care of her. And I think you've succeeded. You've become an extraordinary hunter. We're not going to starve anytime soon, and we have plenty of coin to spend. I didn't say we were wealthy. Just that we have enough to support us for a while. We always talked about saving our bounty rewards for an important occasion. What could be more important than raising our daughter? I want her to spend as much time with you as possible, She needs to know you. To feel your presence along with mine. To hear your voice reminding her every day how much she's loved. Exactly. She deserves nothing but the best from us. Thank you, my love. But that's mostly because I'm hardly able to do anything else. And here I thought I'd always be the one taking care of you, even after Kara was born. I had no idea just how exhausted I'd become. Always confined to this bed. I worry I'll never feel like my old self again. The woman who fought by your side to reach this point. What do you mean? I'm ready to give that up for my baby girl. Bounty hunting isn't the necessity it once was around here. The towns are thriving. So many new people. Not to mention they're very well fortified. The people can look after themselves. We don't need to take such risks anymore. No. Darling, you are the hero. The remarkable hunter who fed so many families. I'm just the orc who enjoyed killing every bandit causing trouble. It's nice of everyone to say, but it's not who I am. We came here to get away from violence, and I was so easily drawn to it. I wonder what Kara would think. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. We should get some sleep. Keep her with you. She looks comfortable. Sleep well, darling. Sweet dreams, Kara. My beautiful baby girl. Mama loves you.